can't actually remember it. So we have Dr. Sean Talbot here. He has a PhD in nutritional biochemistry and has received his MS in exercise science. He's a recipient of a dozen competitive research awards. He has published over 200 articles and 10 books on nutrition, health, and fitness. He holds a diploma in sports nutrition for the International Olympic Committee and has served as a nutritional consultant and educator for elite-level athletes in a variety of sports, including professional triathletes, members of the Utah Jazz, of the NBA, the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association during the 2002 Winter Olympic Games, the Performance Enhancement Team for U.S. Track and Field Association, and the U.S. Olympic Training Centers. I'm not done yet. He's also a fellow of both the American College of Sports Medicine and the American College of Nutrition. Beyond that, he's an athlete himself, has participated in many Ironman, ultramarathon runs, and 100-mile bike races. He is one of the leading experts in the world on this NRF2 technology you're about to hear more about. He's the chief science officer at LifeVantage, and we are proud to say he is the fittest CEO in America. He actually won that title in September. He earned it, actually, and he truly walks the talk. We're so thankful to have you here.
Blah, blah, blah. I have this one. So, thanks, you guys. Can you hear me okay? You can hear that. Hopefully that won't happen again. Maybe it needs to be turned down. Maybe I need to move this down. I've got wires all over me here. Is that better?
Yes.
Is that better? Okay. All right. We'll see how that works. Thanks for being here tonight, you guys. I really appreciate it. I'm going to talk for maybe 45 minutes, maybe 60 minutes if I get really excited up here. But I want to talk to you guys. I'm going to start off by asking you guys a question to sort of frame some of the stuff I'll talk about. Because I'll talk about the products. I'll talk about the LifeVantage products. And I'll talk about this really interesting cell protective pathway called the NRF2 pathway. But I want to start off by asking you guys a question, which is how many people in here have stress in their lives? A little bit. And people laugh out loud when I ask that question. They don't answer me. They just laugh and roll their eyes, and you know, some people raise their hands. Why do you think I get that response when I ask people about the stress in their lives?
Duh.
Exactly. What do you mean by duh? Dig into that a little bit for me.
If you get up in the morning, you have stress.
Darn right you do. We're surrounded by it, right? Yeah. Everybody has it. Everybody has a lot of it, and everybody has a lot of it all the time. That's what stress is. So one of my specialty areas of research is chronic stress and what that does to the body. You know, you heard the lovely introduction. Thank you very much for that. My mother would be proud. I think when people hear me get introduced, they expect me as a nutritionist and a physiologist to get up here and talk to you about how you need to reduce your stress and how you need to exercise on more days of the week and how you need to get 8 hours of sleep every night and how you need to eat 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables every day. And I can already see people rolling their eyes, right? Because that kind of stuff is important. I still want you to do all that kind of stuff, but it's also unrealistic for most people in the world that we live in. But what I want to talk to you tonight about is some of the sources of stress and how the stress that we experience in the world, in our environment, or from our diets, or from sitting in traffic jams, or from our relationships, and all that kind of stuff, that gets transmitted down to the cellular level, to the individual cell, and even further than that, down to the individual genes, and we can measure that kind of stuff. So I'll talk to you about stress and how that can cause problems, but I want to give you a little bit of hope that if we harness some of the body's internal protective pathways, we can reduce that cellular stress, we can improve health, we can actually induce a healing response in every individual trillions and trillions of cells in our bodies. And that's through this pathway that I want to talk about. So just look at that dismal picture that you see on the slide right now. All the sources of stress that we're exposed to. And these make sense, right? These people look stressed out. These look like things that are going to stress out our body. But even things that you wouldn't necessarily think of as stressors. Things like too much fast food or too few phytonutrients or brightly colored fruits and vegetables, or things like sleep, lack of sleep. How many people in here, just by a quick show of hands, get less than 8 hours of sleep on a regular basis? And there, just about 80% of the hands went up, which is about what you would expect. Just missing a couple hours of sleep. The average amount of sleep in the United States right now is 6.5 hours per night. And some people might even be lower than that. But the average is 6.5. What we're supposed to get is around 8.5. And it's a little bit different for everybody, but that's the average. Just missing that 2 hours of sleep, we can trace that biochemically through the body. We can see that you miss the 2 hours of sleep, your body has overexposure, about 50% more of this stress hormone called cortisol. That interferes with another hormone called insulin, which is responsible for regulating your blood sugar control. Once you interfere with insulin, now your blood sugar fluctuates a lot more than it ought to. When your blood sugar is very high, above normal, you're not going to be burning fat, so you're more prone to gain weight. When it's very low, that sends alarm signals to your brain, and you get hungry specifically for sugar and carbohydrates and gummy bears and cupcakes and cookies and things like that. So when you're looking into the pantry at 10 o'clock at night, looking and figuring out what you're going to have a snack, is it going to be potato chips or chocolate chip cookies, or am I going to go over and get the ice cream out of the fridge? That's your cortisol and your insulin and your blood sugar all conspiring against you to make you eat. When you eat, your body is biochemically in a situation where you're preferentially storing that fat in your midsection. So just because you missed those 2 hours of sleep, it induced enough of a cellular stress response in your body to basically put you in a pre-diabetic state where you're going to be gaining belly fat. That's the kind of stuff that I specialize in measuring and trying to figure out ways that we can fix that. And all of it comes back to the stress that we're exposed to and our individual cellular response to that stress. It affects every single tissue in the body. So I just gave you an example of, you know, what your digestive system is doing and what your fat cells are doing and what your brain is doing. It's all interconnected. So if you have stress in one part of the body, that can really be transmitted to the rest of the body. And I'll give you some examples of that as I go through. So you heard a couple of people tonight just mention very briefly this idea of timing and being in the right place at the right time. This NRF2 pathway that I'll talk about for most of my talk is a really exciting thing, but it's a really exciting thing right now for a very particular reason. And that's because this idea of harnessing the body's own protective pathways to protect yourself and induce a healing response in that cell is going to tip into the public knowledge in the next, I don't know, my crystal ball isn't perfect, but it's going to be this year or next year. It's going to be very soon. I want to tell you why I think that is the case. So I want to give you a little bit of history around how we maintain that balance in the body. I already mentioned to you that for me, it's about biochemical balance or hormonal balance or metabolic balance. So I'll talk to you a little bit tonight about NRF2. I'll talk to you a little bit about free radicals, the balance between these damaging free radicals and protective antioxidants. I'll talk to you about inflammatory cytokines and anti-inflammatory cytokines. I'll talk to you about how we can measure that and how we can restore that balance in the body. But there's a lot of history to it. And it started back in 1968 when I was 1 year old, right? So how's that for you, right? We were talking about how old we were on the car on the way over here. So this enzyme, SOD, superoxide dismutase, was discovered in 1968. It was discovered by a guy named Dr. Joe McCord, who held this job that I hold right now at LifeVantage prior to his retirement. So I have some pretty big shoes to fill. He discovered SOD in 1968, and what they discovered about it was that it's probably the body's most protective enzyme. It protects your body. Each individual cell will make SOD to protect it from the air pollution and the water pollution and the sunlight and all of those sources of cellular stress. You get protected by SOD. So it was a very important discovery in 1968. The problem was SOD is a gigantic protein. It's an enzyme, but all enzymes are proteins. The problem with that is that you can't administer it to somebody to protect them, right? So the idea was, we discovered this, now we can synthesize it, we can give it to people to protect their bodies. Unfortunately, you put it into a pill and somebody swallows it, it gets digested just like any other protein would, just like the chicken breast that you ate for dinner, right? So that doesn't work. Even if you inject it, the body breaks it down pretty quickly, pretty readily. So it was, I don't want to say it was a bust, but we didn't know how to harness the protective qualities of that protein until 1999. In 99, a group of Japanese researchers discovered this other pathway in the body, governed by another protein called NRF2, that is kind of like the switch that turns on the cellular production of that SOD. And so that was another very exciting time in science where we said, okay, now we know how to turn on the production of SOD. Now cells can protect themselves. Now if we can harness that pathway, we have this internal protection that's going to protect us from all those sources of cellular stress. The problem was we didn't know exactly how to activate the NRF2 pathway until about 2003. In 2003, this company was formed, Lifeline Therapeutics. They had discovered how to turn on the NRF2 pathway. And I'll get into why that discovery is such a such an interesting area. But what they did was they created a product around this. It was five phytonutrients that they made into a product called Protandim. Do we have any Protandim up here? No, we don't. But somebody probably has some. They took that and they put it on the shelf at GNC and Vitamin Shop and Walgreens and CVS and those sorts of places. Wherever you want to buy your vitamins, you could find Protandim sitting next to it. And it was, you know, if you looked on the side of the label, you'd find out, you know, it harnesses your body's antioxidant protection. You know, make your own antioxidants instead of taking them. And it sat on the shelf at GNC, $50 for a 1 month supply. Right next to the vitamin E, $20 for a 1 month supply. Right next to the vitamin C, $10 for a 1 month supply, right next to the beta carotene. And people didn't know why this vitamin, not vitamin, but why this supplement that was an antioxidant was different from the other antioxidants. And so people who are distributors probably know part of this story. What happened to it from 2003 for 5 or 6 years at GNC? Nothing. Pretty much nothing, right? It sold, on average, per GNC, it sold about a bottle and a half every single month. So the company wasn't doing very well. The company was just about to go out of business because you can't tell a story about how this is a significantly different product that harnesses the body's internal protective mechanisms on a 1-inch by 1-inch square on the side of the body, or on the side of the bottle. So in 2009, who gave me this? Thank you. I might borrow it again later. So in 2009, they changed distribution models, reformed Lifeline into LifeVantage, and took it out through network marketing. So with network marketing, it's a what we call, a belly-to-belly business, right? It's you telling a story about how you use that product, or how you used Axie, or how you used True Science, and what benefits you got. And then people will sometimes get into the weeds of how it works, and why it's different, and NRF2, and all that kind of stuff, which I'll talk about tonight. But this business isn't about that. It's not about you guys hearing about NRF2 and running out and spreading the NRF2 story all across Chicagoland, right? That's not what the business is about. It's about sharing things, and I'll explain a little bit how you do that. But when they made this switch, same product, different distribution model, the company grew from zero, or negative actually, they were losing money, to right now we're about a $200 million company. In a fairly short amount of time. We're traded on the NASDAQ, and now the opportunity is even better because now in 2015, it's not just about SOD anymore. We're activating this NRF2, but it's not just about protecting the body anymore. It's about cleaning up the damage that's been accumulated for all the years you've been on the planet. It's about inducing a healing response in every single individual cell in your body, times trillions and trillions and trillions of cells in your body. Right now, we think of NRF2 as an antioxidant, as an anti-inflammatory, as a cleanup, housekeeping sort of a pathway. It really keeps the cell healthy and protects it from the environment around us. We think of it as a convergence point for the cell's response to all of the environment around it and how that cell is going to respond in terms of every aspect of metabolism, every aspect of its stress defense, and even something as end game as longevity, right? If that cell is going to be healthy and function well and be efficient, it all comes through the NRF2 pathway, right? So this is a graphic that I stole from the last conference that I attended. There was a conference conference in England, the beginning of January this year, where it was a three-day conference just about NRF2 metabolism. Right, does that sound miserable to you guys? You know, fairly miserable. I'm a uber nerd, though, and it was great for me because every single day I got to hear people talk about how the NRF2 pathway is someday going to be the cure for Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or liver failure or this cancer or that cancer or that cancer. Right? So these were mostly academics and mostly pharmaceutical people. The presentation that I gave at that conference was about phytonutrient activation of the NRF2 pathway, how you could use ingredients from plants, how the sulforaphane in broccoli activates NRF2, how the quercetin in onions activates NRF2, how the OPCs in blueberries activates NRF2. So I was giving these talks about activating this pathway using weeds and seeds, basically. And some of the pharmaceutical people, you could see this look on their face like, huh? What? That doesn't make any sense. But what we're learning now is that the reason a lot of those foods are healthy and are good for us is because they activate the NRF2 pathway. And in doing so, they induce the cell's ability to protect itself, to clean up, and come back stronger. It really is that cellular rejuvenation that's been the holy grail, whether you're in pharmaceuticals or cosmetics or nutrition. That's where the world is going right now. And we've got that technology built into every single one of our products. And I'll try to give you some of the data behind the products and how we know why they work and how that's different from anything else that's out there. So you might think of it from this perspective, is that, you know, we do the NRF2 thing, and that's important, but we do the NRF2 thing to reduce cellular stress, and that's important, but the real benefit of it is the systemic outcome that you get. It's the fact that if you do that, you'll look better. If you do that, you'll feel better. If you do that, you'll perform better, because I guarantee you, and Terry joked about it a little bit, no one is ever going to come up to you if you decide to do this business and say, hey, have you got any NRF2 activators for me? You know, I'm really looking for something to reduce my cellular stress. You know, people don't look for that kind of stuff. They look for an anti-aging effect, which we give them through cellular function improvements. They're looking for a beauty effect, which we're giving to them through our topical products. They're looking for an energy, mental focus, mood boosting effect, which we give you through our sort of energy product. And they're looking maybe for physical fitness. They're looking to lose a little bit of fat and boost their lean, and we can do that through NRF2 activation. So in a lot of ways, for me as a product guy, I think of our company as a stress reduction company, because we have these products that reduce cellular stress so you feel, look, and perform your best. But then we have this business opportunity, which you've heard a little bit about already, which reduces the financial stress. And the reason that's important is because that is the number one source of psychological or emotional stress for the population, right? It's the first thing you think of in the morning when you get out of bed. It's the last thing you think of before you go to bed at night. You think about it when you go to the mailbox, right? Because what's in the mailbox? Love letters, right? Right? Not love letters. Bills, right? When the phone rings, it might be a bill collector. When you think about, you heard some of the examples. You look at your kids and you're thinking, how am I going to afford your tuition? How am I going to afford to put food on the table? Like, it's always there with us. And so if we can address both of those at the sort of systemic level, what you think about every day, and at the cellular level, what your trillions and trillions of cells are doing, that's a pretty good place to be. So how do we do that? I'm going to use an example to start off of one type of cellular stress, oxidative stress. But they're all sort of interlinked. If you have oxidative stress, you probably have inflammatory stress. If you have inflammatory stress, you probably have overexposure to stress hormones like cortisol. If you have overexposure to that, you probably have what we call glycation stress, fluctuations in your blood sugar. They're all sort of interlinked to each other. And so if you have one, you're very likely have hit the jackpot and you have stress throughout your entire biochemical pathway. But look at, here's some of the examples of some of the things I talked about before that can cause oxidative stress, that can cause some sort of an imbalance where damage is at a higher level than reparative mechanisms in the cell. And when you have that, what most people do when they realize that their body is under this bombardment is they'll run off to the store and they'll go to the GNC where Protandim used to be sitting, and they'll buy a vitamin E or a C or a beta carotene or a multivitamin that are chock full of antioxidants. And you guys think that people are protecting themselves when they do that?
No.
No. How come?
It's 1-to-1 ratio.
Synthetic, sometimes, yeah. 1-to-1 ratio is probably the biggest piece of it. But, you know, those are all essential nutrients, right? We need a little bit of vitamin E. We need a little bit of vitamin C. You probably should get your E from almonds, and you probably should get your C from citrus fruits, and you should probably get your beta-carotene from carrots and sweet potatoes and things like that. Because what we know now is that when you supplement with those things at a high level, and they're isolated, sometimes synthetic, unbalanced, it interferes with our body's ability to protect itself. And we've known this for a long time. I'll show this slide at a lot of the medical conferences that I speak at. And what you're seeing here, you may or may not be able to read some of the headlines. What it's showing is that when we're supplementing with those high doses, those mega doses of antioxidants, that vitamin E we think is protecting us is increasing our risk for prostate cancer. That selenium we think is protecting us is increasing our risk for skin cancer. That beta carotene is increasing our risk for lung cancer. Those multivitamins that are chock full of those antioxidants are increasing our mortality rate. You guys know what mortality rate is, right? If you have an increased mortality, what's happening to you? You're dying, right? That's a bad side effect to get from your vitamins. But I'll show this slide at medical conferences, and most of my colleagues will go, well, yeah, these data have been accumulating for 10 years. We already know this. It's a well-accepted thing within lifestyle medicine or within anti-aging medicine or within nutrition. But it hasn't tipped. It hasn't gone into the public domain yet. You don't read about this necessarily in USA Today. You don't hear about it on your nightly news. But you will, because more and more studies are coming out to explain this. And when people realize that these supplements that they're taking are not only not protecting them but are causing damage, they're going to go, what are they going to say? What am I doing? I got to stop doing that, right? I don't want to damage my body anymore. Hopefully they're going to do this, what we're offering, which is harness the body's own internal protective pathways. And these are some of the studies that have been published in peer-reviewed journals around the world showing when you activate that NRF2 pathway, specifically with the blends that you see in the products up here, it's good for whatever tissue we're looking at. It's good for the artery linings. It's good for the heart muscle itself. It's good for cerebral blood vessels. It's good for skin. It's good for muscles. It's good for et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It activates a whole bunch of therapeutic genes, healthy genes, and turns off the unhealthy genes. So there's a lot going on here when we activate this pathway, and it's happening in every single tissue because it's happening in every single cell. So all of this data, all of this history is leading up to today where you guys get to make the choice of, huh, that's something I've probably never heard of before. And it's something that we were joking around before the meeting started, that if you went out in the street right now, even on this college campus, and asked people about NRF2, probably 0 out of 100 would have heard of it before. And 0 out of 100 would have heard of cellular stress. And 0 out of 100 would have heard about the fact that your body can protect itself if you just tweak the right pathways. That's a really cool place to be. All of the infrastructure, all of the studies are done. And it's not 16 studies now, it's 22 studies just on this formula that I'm going to talk about tonight. So when you do that, what you're doing is activating this pathway in a cell. So I'm going to leave this cartoon up here for a second so you guys can copy it down. This is a really, really simplified version of what the NRF2 pathway is. But think of this slide as one gigantic cell, just one individual cell, and you've probably got 30 to 40 trillion of these in your body. Here's the NRF2 protein that I've been talking about. And this complex that you see here, the KEEP1 NRF2 pathway, the way to think about that complex is that it's almost like a thermostat inside every single cell that's sensing, is my cell under stress or not? And when your cell experiences any kind of stress, this KEEP1 releases the NRF2. The NRF2 travels from, it's in the cell, but it's outside the nucleus. It travels from the cytoplasm into the nucleus. It attaches to this one area of your genes, of your genetic material, called the ARE, the antioxidant response element. And then that docking is the signal for your body to make that SOD that I talked about before, but also a whole bunch of other protective proteins like catalase and heme oxygenase and glutathione and enzymes that will protect you and enzymes that will detoxify and get rid of whatever that source of stress is. That's a half of what Nrf2 activation does. The other half of what's going on is that it's turning on the production of these proteins that we would call stress response proteins or housekeeping proteins that go around and clean up the accumulated damage. So if you start, I'm 47. If I started taking Protandim today, I'd be protected tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And that's awesome. I'm gonna succumb to less damage because I have a bigger shield, so to speak, because my Nrf2 is being activated. That's great. But what about all the accumulated damage that I've done to myself over the intervening previous 47 years? That's where the cleanup piece comes in. And so this is why all of those pharmaceutical people at that Nrf2 conference in England were so excited, because they want to prevent the damage. That's great. But they want to solve the problem that all that accumulated cellular stress has done to the body. They want to be able to take a drug and induce that healing, cleanup, repair effect, because that's curative from a pharmaceutical perspective. We can't talk about that because we're about nutrition. We're about promoting health, right? We're about this sort of aspirational side of it, not the curative side of it. So, but we're getting that effect from these nutrients because we're harnessing this internal pathway. It's this idea of you don't have to do that, take antioxidants like so many people are doing right now, to the tune of billions of dollars every single year. We can make our own. We can protect ourselves if we just use the body's own machinery. And here's how we do it. We do it with these phytonutrients. So here's curcumin. This is extracted from turmeric root. Here's EGCG. This comes from green tea leaves. You can see some of the others. But it's weeds and seeds. You know, I say that a little dismissively, but one of the cool things about the kind of work that we do at LifeVantage is we identify all of these different bioactives in these plants, and then we put them together in fairly imaginative ways. So these are all known Nrf2 activators. So if you started taking turmeric today, you'd get a Nrf2 activation effect, and that'd be awesome. If you started drinking green tea, you'd get a Nrf2 activation effect, and that would be very protective for your body. But what our patents cover around the world is the fact that when you add these particular five up and put them together in a very specific way, you don't get 1 + 1 + 1. You don't get an additive effect. You get a synergistic effect. And we've done a lot of research to show that, to grant that the patents around that invention, that we're getting more like 13 or 15 or 18 times the effect, depending on what enzyme you're looking at. So this, when somebody looks at the side of a Protandim bottle and they go, oh yeah, you know, milk thistle and bacopa and yeah, I know all these things. I'll just pick these up next time I'm at the store. Do you think that's going to help them?
A little bit,
exactly. It's sort of a trick question. It's going to help them a little bit. If they're doing none of these now and they start taking some ratio of them tomorrow, it's going to help them a little bit. But they're not going to get the synergistic benefit. They're not going to get the optimized effect on their Nrf2 pathway. And we know that through some of these studies. So we can look at the Nrf2 activation effect of the individual ingredients, and that's awesome. But when you look at the Protandim blends, you see not only a much more potent effect, a higher activation of the Nrf2 pathway, flipping the switch in a more effective way, but you see it at a much lower dose, right? So this is showing us a true synergy, not just an additive effect. And that's what the patents cover. That's what the invention really is, that we discovered that there's a synergy between these ingredients. So what happens when somebody swallows that? What happens when somebody takes one of these little tablets into their body every single day for a period of time? What can we actually measure in their body from a health perspective? What you're looking at here is a supplementation trial that was done with Protandim. And what we're looking at is people's age, the subject's ages from 20 to 80, and then the level of cellular damage, the level of cellular stress that they're under. This T-bars measurement is measuring the degree of damage to the cell membranes specifically. And what this tells me, the T-bars, it doesn't tell me what tissue the damage is coming from. It's just telling me that on average, throughout the whole body, there's a certain level of damage. What do you notice if you look at the red dots, which are the values, the cell damage values before they supplemented. What do those red dots tell you? It's increasing with age. Yeah, older people have higher levels of cellular damage. Why do you think that is? It's accumulated. Yeah, they've been around longer. Exactly. They've been around longer. This 80-year-old has been around the block a few more times than a 20-year-old, like Colton over there. So I've got more damage than you do. And so, you know, it makes sense for me to try to reduce that, to try to get down to the level of a whippersnapper. And that's exactly what these green dots are showing. One Protandim every day for 30 days. And now, biochemically, you can't tell the difference between an 80-year-old and a 20-year-old, or a 70-year-old and a 30-year-old. And that led to the authors to have this conclusion. Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment, with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. That's an astonishingly large number in terms of magnitude of reduction in such a short period of time, with such a minor intervention, right? Just, here, take this capsule or take this tablet every single day for 30 days. That's a huge, huge effect. And it's a legitimate, you could call that an anti-aging effect. You could call it a cellular stress effect. You could call it, there's all kinds of things you could label it. But it's an overall health effect through every single cell in the body. Pretty strong evidence right there. We took that same idea of activating Nrf2 throughout the body on average, and we took that same idea and said, what if we harnessed it directly to a specific tissue? And here I'll talk about the skin. When we do that and do it topically, we do it in just a little bit different way. So we use the same base formula, those five plants, but then we enhance that with some other Nrf2 activators that are specifically highly active in the skin. And this is really where Nrf2 metabolism is going, is that we're learning enough about these phytonutrients where we can tissue direct their benefits. So we can pick ones that are specifically active in the skin. We can pick ones that are specifically active in the brain. We can pick some that are specifically active in your fat cells or your muscle cells or whatever other tissue we want to target to get a specific benefit. When we do that, we also marry it with a lot of other ingredients to improve moisture in the skin, or improve coloration of the skin, or improve elastin or collagen, some of the structural proteins in the skin. So there's a whole system going on here with its base at Nrf2 metabolism, with its base at reducing cellular stress, and that'll become important in just a second. When we give that to people and we have them use the products in a clinical trial, this is a 2 month long clinical trial. You can see our time points here. True science at 28 days or 1 month. True science at 56 days or 2 months. What you're looking at is the percentage of subjects that had this benefit compared to some competing products out there. And so, you know, let me just step you through this real quick. 94% of participants had smoother looking skin within 2 months of usage. That compares very favorably to Pericone at 89% and Jeunesse at 75%. You know, these are based on studies that have been done on these products. And we selected these products to compare against because those are some of the top tier, what I would call prestige brands that are out there. Many of them cost double what the True Science system costs. And so you can see, you can go down the list, smoother looking skin, firmer looking, younger looking, more even skin tone, less noticeable fine lines and wrinkles. And these are just a fraction of the ones that we measured in this clinical trial. But you can see we compare very favorably, in fact, better than most of those products on a one-to-one basis. So, you know, that's pretty good. People look a lot better. But why did these products work so well, so quickly, at such a low price point compared to some of the top tier brands? One of the reasons for it, you can see some of the pictures here, wrinkles, fine lines, skin tone, and skin tone. Yeah, the whole face looks younger. It looks firmer throughout the entire face. Even a healing response here, where you're taking sort of scaly skin and bringing it back to more of a youthful, you know, baby bottom kind of a skin. And then, you know, different colorations here over 30 days or 60 days. The reason that that's happening is because we're right down at the cellular level doing things like this. We're increasing the level of Nrf2 protein in the skin. So if you can do that, you can think of it having a your skin having a bigger shield, having a bigger, a larger ability to protect itself. That's good, but unless you're actively flipping that switch, you're not actually getting the effect. Remember, the Nerf 2, higher Nerf 2 doesn't necessarily do anything. It just gives you potential to do something. The reason why this slide is particularly important, do you know why it's important for us to show that when we use True Science on topically, we get more Nerf 2 protein? Does anyone know why that's important? What happens to our Nerf 2 levels as we age? They decrease. And that's one of the reasons that the older guys in that first study I showed you have a higher level of damage, because their Nerf 2 levels are going down. Their ability to flip that switch is lessened because their switch is lessened. They have a smaller shield to fight off the environmental damage. And so here we're showing that we're restoring that. We're bringing that back. This is an anti-aging effect because we're increasing the Nerf 2 levels back to a youthful level. What about activating that Nerf 2? One way that we can damage skin is to bomb it with ultraviolet radiation. Why do you think that would be important? Does anybody ever get bombed with ultraviolet radiation? Yeah, the sun. Every time you go outside, that happens. And so that's the biggest source of stress for skin. So in these skin samples that have been treated for 6 days with our True Science cream, you can see a much lower level of this marker called thymine dimers. That's a way that we can measure DNA damage in the skin, right? So in the clinical trial, we're able to show that people look better. In these tissue studies, we're able to show that the reason they look better is because they have more Nerf 2, and the reason that that's important is because we're able to protect them from that cellular damage. We're able to prevent damage to the DNA. That's a pretty important effect. We can also look at cross sections of the skin. And what you see here is you don't really have to be a histologist to see that this skin treated with a very common facial cream, retinol treatment, for 7 days, this one doesn't look as good as the one on the right. This one has much more uniform cellular structure. It has much thicker dermal layers. And what you'll notice is that this effect, this healthy skin effect, goes through all the 7 layers of the skin. It's not just a surface effect like most cosmetics do. Most cosmetics that are out there only make you look better. They don't actually have a healthy effect on your skin. So your skin is a lot better in terms of health and in terms of function, in terms of efficiency and doing what it's supposed to do in this situation after using True Science than it is to begin with. So that's a pretty good place to be. So good that our data has been accepted to be presented at a conference in September, the Federation of the Society of Cosmetic Chemists. It's the top scientific conference for people who do scientifically based cosmetics. These data, both of these studies looking at the DNA damage and also looking at genetic activation through those 7 layers, are going to be presented in September, and we'll be able to present that to you guys once it's publicly released. So here are some of the conclusions we can draw from that series of studies. An increase in the Nerf 2 protein amount, which improves the resistance to oxidative stress. It boosts skin protection from UV exposure, reducing DNA damage, and it fights the signs of aging through all layers of the skin. Every single one of those bullet points is something that no other cosmetic product on the market can say. Nothing else works the way that it does. You know, so that's a differentiating perspective, not just from the efficacy of the product, but from the marketability of the product, right? You guys have access to something in terms of Protandim that doesn't exist anywhere else in the nutrition supplement space. You have access to something in the cosmetic space in the form of True Science that works in a completely different way compared to any other skin regimen that's out there. And then we want to do the same thing with Axio, but I'm gonna switch gears and talk about one more type of cellular stress, and I want to focus just to the guys for a second. Okay, so this is all great. You know, usually when I talk about the skin products, you can literally look around the room and see the women sitting up because they want to look better, and you can see the guys kind of sitting back, right? Because we don't care how we look, right? We should care how we look. So we did a shaving study. And most guys, when they see the results of this study, they sneak into the bathroom at night and they steal their wife's skin creams and they start using them because guys do want to look better, right? This is a big trend in cosmetics. There are companies that are coming out with guys' shave sets all the time, but they're just cosmetics. They just make you look good. They don't have a healing effect in the skin. They don't have a restorative effect in the skin. We want to be able to show that. So we did a seven-day shaving study with guys. Why do you think we only did 7 days? With the women, the cosmetic beauty study, we did 60 days, 56 days. Why do you think we only did 7 days with the guys?
Quicker results.
Don't shave that much.
Quicker results. Guys don't shave that much. Guys can't stick with anything for longer. It's an attention span thing, right? So 27 subjects. We split them out. In the slides that you'll see, I split them out. There's the whole group of 27, and then there's another group of African Americans. Why do you think I split out the black guys separately in a shaving study? Different type of hair. Black guys get more razor burn because their skin is under more stress from trying to shave off that hair. Think about what we're doing to our faces and our heads and our legs, right? That's a joke we were talking about before. When we do that, we're taking a sharpened piece of metal and scraping it across our skin. That's a cellular stress. And so African Americans are going to have a higher degree of cellular stress. That's sort of our very high stress group. And if we could get a benefit there, that would be a great benefit for everybody. So here's what we did. Over 7 days, we had them use the cleanser as a shave cream, the perfecting lotion as an aftershave to repair, and then the facial cream, the anti-aging cream, as a moisturizer to protect. And I'm only going to show you two pieces of data. We'll present all of this at a conference pretty soon. But these are both taken by a trained technician. Here's what we have. I'm going to show you irritation, and I'm going to show you barrier function. On the irritation side, we measured the level of irritation before they did anything. They came into the laboratory. We gave them initial measurements. And so the technician scored these guys at about a 3, so a high level of mild level of irritation. Then we had them shave. And you can see that the shaving induces a lot of irritation here. They're solidly up into the moderate range. Then we had them use the regimen. The 3 products, not the 4 products like you see there. And then we had them come back into the laboratory. They're shaving 7 days, using the products as we recommended. And before they shave now in the laboratory, this is just after using the products for 7 days, you can see that their skin is better than it was in the first place. So if we just stopped there, we'd be able to say to guys, great, use this for 7 days. Your skin is going to be healthier. It's going to be less irritated. It's going to look better. It's going to be smoother. All the results that the women got, you're going to get, and you're going to get it in 7 days. Then we had them shave. We had them induce that cellular stress, and we couldn't even damage their skin, right? No change in irritation levels here because their skin was protected right down at that genetic level. That's a pretty good thing to have. Then we looked at another measurement called barrier function. Your skin ought to be a barrier to things from the outside getting in, but it should also be a barrier from things on the inside getting out. What do you think would be something that you would want to keep in?
Moisture.
Exactly. You don't want the moisture to just be percolating out through your skin. So we can measure this thing called transepidermal water loss. And a higher level means that your skin is more damaged. It's letting more stuff leak out, so to speak. So here's our baseline at the very beginning of the study. Here's after they shaved. And you can see that they're way up in the high, above critical damage in terms of disrupting that ability of the skin to protect us. We had them use the products for 7 days. We had them come back in. This is before they shaved, but after using the products for 7 days, healthier, better barrier function, even than when they started. And then we had them shave. We couldn't disrupt that barrier. The skin was so much stronger, so much more resilient to that stress. We're able to keep that barrier function. We're able to keep the inflammation low and the irritation low. So that's a pretty good place to be. So it gives us this. Irritation is reduced by 32%. Barrier function improved by 28%. Those are gigantic numbers on these measurements. And it gives guys this bulletproof skin, right? So, you know, guys, we can just say, hey, I'm doing it for this very functional reason. I just want to protect myself, right? It's not about looking better necessarily, right? So that's a little bit of we can just put that to the side that we really care about how we look. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about, we have the health piece, with Protandem. We have the beauty piece with True Science. And now I want to talk a little bit about this perform piece with our product called Axio. And the reason I want to get one point across to you guys, that what Axio is not is a healthy version of Red Bull, right? That's what a lot of people think. They're like, you know, it's an energy product, and I feel better about taking this because it's not all the sugar and the artificial stuff, and you know, and that's great if that's the reason that you use it. But there's so much more to this product than just that, and it kind of hones in on this. This is what we had in mind when we formulated the product. There are millions and millions and millions of people every single day that look just like that. They're tired, stressed, depressed, and you'll often hear them say, you know, something's off. I just feel something is off in my body. And something is off. It's their biochemical balance or the metabolic balance. Their bodies are under so much stress that they're breaking down quicker throughout every cell, and you can't build yourself back up unless you're activating those NRF2 pathways. And so it's bad enough to feel like this, but there's something a little more diabolical going on, you know, at the cellular level, and it looks like this. These are neurons, these are brain cells. And in a normal stress situation on your left-hand side, you can see that it just looks healthier. Look, I mean, it's large neuronal body. There's lots of projections. You know, they're thick. That's like the supermodel of neurons. That just is gorgeous. In a brain, that would be associated with good memory and good recall and creativity and problem solving. You'd be, you know, firing on all cylinders mentally. You'd feel good. Everything would be great from a feel perspective. But look at the one on the right hand side. That one just looks sick, doesn't it? That's a high stress situation. That's high cellular stress. Any of the kinds of biochemical stress that I've talked about: too many free radicals, too much inflammation, too much glycation, etc. And what you see is there's a physical degradation. It's broken down. It's shrunken. It has a smaller body. It has less projection. Some of the ones that are there are not very thick. Some of them are physically disrupted. They're broken. In a brain, that would be associated with moodiness and with brain fog and with where are my keys and like that kind of stuff that we all go through every day. There's a functional problem, but there's also a structural problem going on there. And when you're in that situation, what happens is you don't feel quite as good. And if your lack of feeling good is related to your mood, you might get one of these. People always go because they see one of theirs up there. And if your problem with not feeling good is because you can't relax, you're tense and you're restless all the time, you might get one of these, like a Lunesta or an Ambien. All of these are billion-dollar brands. And if your problem is that your brain fog doesn't let you focus and concentrate and come up with that winning light bulb idea, you might get one of these things, right? And these are the Adderalls and the Ritalins and the mental focus kinds of drugs that a lot of people with ADD will get. And then if you're just sort of generally fatigued all the time and you can't even get out of your own way, you might grab one of these and self-medicate yourself. Right? Yeah. Now people see their thing up there. All of that, when you add all of that up, all the things that we're spending money on as a society because we don't feel the way we want to feel, it's $100 billion every year. Now, I know there's a lot of guests here tonight, but of the distributors who are here, LifeVantage distributors, how many of you would want to have just a little piece of $100 billion in your business, right? Oh, yeah. When we put together Axio, we put it together with a very specific idea in mind. When you're in any of these situations, your mood is the issue, your stress is the issue, your brain fog is the issue, your restlessness is the issue, a lot of times we just say what? I just feel off. I'm tired. I just feel tired. So if we're trying to solve the tiredness thing, we're trying to bring energy back into somebody's body and mind, we need to address the mood piece. We need to address the brain fog piece. We need to address the stress piece. We need to address all of those pieces. And we knew that we could do that through phytonutrients. We knew that if we took the same matrix idea that we have built into Protandim and Canine Health and True Science and built that into Axio, we could flip the mood switch and have somebody feel better. We could flip the brain fog switch and make somebody feel better. We could flip the stress switch and make somebody feel better. So what you see with Axio is two different versions of it. An indoor version, which is all about sustained energy, getting your brain to allow you to feel more energetic throughout the whole day. And an energy version that does that, plus gives you a noticeable lift in energy levels. But you see in the middle, what both of them do, concentration, mental performance, mental acuity, positive mood, protection from cellular stress, normal nervous system and brain health function. All of which is based on that Nrf2 activation. So when we look at the nutrients that we have in there, the phytonutrients, you'll see some of the similar chemical structures that you saw in one of the very first slides that I used. The Nrf2 activators that we're using here, New Zealand pine bark, green tea, and quercetin, we selected those because we know that the Nrf2 activation happens specifically in those neurons. Just like we use specific skin health Nrf2 activators in True Science, and we use specific sort of overall average Nrf2 activators in Protandim. You can see some of the other support ingredients that we use for blood flow and neurotransmitter balance and things like that. So it's all about this matrix effect to give you an outcome where people will drink Axio and they'll go, yeah, my energy is back, but boy, I just feel better. I feel like I'm on. I feel on the top of my game, and that's what we're going for. So you can get this. You can get the physical energy and the mental focus piece from lots of places. You can get it from, I could give everybody in here a Red Bull and a donut, and you guys would feel something, right? You wouldn't necessarily feel good, but you'd feel the physical piece and the mental piece, at least for a period of time. Because what happens? Crash. Exactly. Because if you're just doing the caffeine and the sugar, you're gonna get a crash. But what we're doing is this multi-dimensional smart energy approach where we give you physical energy and mental focus that last in a sustained way, but we're giving you brain protection, mood improvement, stress resilience all together to give you a more holistic way of feeling better. So we did a study. This has just been submitted for presentation at a scientific conference. 400 subjects, 200 on one flavor, 200 on another flavor. And this is kind of a busy slide. So what we basically found was the initial energy boost, how quickly do people feel it? 80% of people feel it within about the first 30 minutes or so. So it comes on relatively quickly. It's not immediate. It's not seconds, but 30 minutes is a pretty good time course, right, in terms of shortness of onset of action. The duration of the energy boost is probably the more important piece of it. On average, we're seeing 70 to 80% of people out here in the multi-hour range. The average for most people is this 2 to 3 hours. So it comes on quickly within minutes. It lasts a long time for hours, which is great. But this is just acute usage. This is one-time usage. This is taking one stick pack, dumping in a bottle of water, shaking it up, and using it one time. That's awesome. But the really cool stuff happens when you do that today and tomorrow and the next day, and you do it for 7 days. Because when you do that and you have this chronic effect of it, what you're seeing is a total rebalancing of what that computer in your skull is doing. Your brain is now after, so these data now are 7 days. Mental focus is improved, and the feeling that you're accomplishing more is significantly improved. That is really what we were going for, and we're so happy we were able to show it in this trial. Because I mentioned before, I could give you that Red Bull, and that he is good looking. You said that this guy was, yeah. So yeah, you weren't lying to us. You should have heard what she said about you before you came in. That idea of, you know, giving you the Red Bull and the donut to give you short-term energy, that's not useful energy. This is useful energy. When you feel this good and feel like you're accomplishing more, it's what I would measure in a psychology study. I would measure it as vigor, which is the opposite of psychological burnout. This is the kind of energy that gets you to feel like getting up and doing something. You know, so when we measure vigor, sometimes people will say, my energy is back. And sometimes they'll say, my mental function is, I'm clear as a bell now. And sometimes they'll say their mood is better. And all those kinds of things which are pieces of vigor. But it's this idea of feeling motivated to do something that's so important, because this is something that you're going to pay forward, right? It's not just about you anymore. It's about you getting up and going and doing something sort of proactive and pro-social out there in the world. That's a really cool effect. Here's some of the things that people said about it. So I'm gonna wrap it up here with saying that to me, as a product person, as a scientist, is really exciting stuff. We've got it built into all of our products. So you've got a feel better product in the form of this Axio that's completely, completely unlike anything that's out there. You've got a skin health line of products that induces a healing response in the skin, and no other cosmetic on the market does that through all of those seven layers of the skin. And you've got these systemic products, whether you're a canine person or you're just a regular humine person, with Protandim, you're getting an average effect throughout the entire body for a legitimate, scientifically proven anti-aging effect at the cellular level. And that, it's different from what everybody else is doing. And therein lies the challenge of this business, is that, you know, people will sometimes hear it and they'll go, well, that just sounds ridiculous. And it would be ridiculous, except for all the studies that we have. I've only shared with you a couple of examples of the dozens of studies that we have. If we didn't have the studies, it would be ridiculous. If you're talking about the business opportunity side of it, the fact that you could get time freedom, the fact that the company will give you a Jeep to drive around in, the fact that you go on all these wonderful trips to Costa Rica and to the Mediterranean, all those kinds of places. All that kind of stuff sounds ridiculous, that you could do this sharing job and build a global, lucrative global business sounds ridiculous, except for the hundreds of millions of dollars that we've paid out to distributors over the last 5 years that we've been in this distribution model, right? The reason that it's not ridiculous is because of the science on the product side and because of the commission checks that we've been sending around the world on the business side, right? So you've got a choice to make. If you're interested in the health piece and you want to legitimately help people look better, feel better, perform better, you can do that at LifeVantage. And if you're interested in the business part of it and you want to build that global business opportunity that's going to give you the time freedom and the financial freedom and reduce that financial stress, you're in the right place. We've got an opportunity here, I think, that if that either one of those or both of those appeal to you, we're in, sometimes I show a chart where LifeVantage is in the upper right-hand quadrant of the most health we can give somebody and the most ability to make money. And that should appeal to a lot of people, but it won't appeal to everybody. And that's what's challenging sometimes about our business. We'll share that with people, and a lot of people, to be perfectly honest, won't see what we see. They're not going to see the paradigm shift of what these products are doing, and they might not be interested. They might not see that they can do this business sort of on the side to start, and then as it grows, they can grow with it. They won't see that necessarily. And that's what our job is all about, to share it, see what they think, give them whatever information they want on the product side or the business side, and then step back and let them make a decision. A lot of people are going to decide to do whatever they're doing, right? You said something about people being complacent or being fine with where they are right now. That's okay. Well, it's not okay. It's a terrible decision to make. But a lot of people will make that decision, and we have to let them be okay with that until the timing is right for them to go, aha, now I get it. Now I want to do that. It's not an easy path all the time. And you'll talk to some people who have been very successful in this business, and it wasn't easy. It wasn't all rainbows and unicorns and butterflies, but it was worth it, right? That's the big thing, I think, is that this science isn't easy to do. Sometimes we hit dead ends, but it's worth it because at the end of the game, we're able to deliver something in the world that really is going to help literally millions of people around the world, okay? So thank you very much for listening to me tonight. I appreciate it.
One of our distributors here in Chicago, Katie, had told Dr. Talbot that she's in love with his brain. I think I am too after that. But, you know, as you can